success, 2-0 down after 13 minutes, but your heads never went. You kept on plugging. You got that first goal. And then after that, it looked as if you were going to get a second goal. You got that goal, totally deserved it. And then you made the winner right in the 90th minute.
Yeah, we just stuck to the game plan. Obviously, it's easy to put your head down after going 2 goals down. But we just made sure to stick to it because we had a good pre-season. So we had to make sure just to keep going through. And thank God, yeah, I was able to get the goal and set up the winner as well. So happy with it, yeah.
Yeah, because after Longford Town got that second goal, they kind of sat back and they invited Harps onto them. You didn't really test Jack Brady until you had that chance, and then you were able to hold off the markers and put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, funny enough, we only actually started playing when we were 2-0 down. First 20 minutes, they were all over us, but then we kind of just got the kick, like we needed to start playing, and we started to cause them problems, and obviously I started to threaten their goal a bit more, and we just had to grow more into the game. So yeah, going into halftime, even though we were 2-0, we were kind of 2 goals down, we were in a good place, like, so yeah.
And the thing about it is, this is a new team, it's a new season, so it showed you today what character there is in that team.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, there's a lot of new faces in the group, including myself, but we had a good pre-season under our belt, and we all kind of gelled together. You know, we know we need to like work for each other and stuff like that, so yeah, we just pulled through today. I'm so glad to get the win, and yeah, it's a good start to the season.
And the thing about it is as well, apart from maybe 74th minute when Tim saved from Jamie Egan, Longford Town never really looked as if they were going to threaten and score that third goal, whereas you did. Look at the saves that Jack Brady, especially the one from Stephen Doherty, that was a superb save he made.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like once we got to 2-2, the game was kind of us just mainly attacking. We had the better chances. We could have probably put a couple more away.
I can't blame you.
I think that they got obviously a bit lucky with some of the chances, you know, a couple of deflections and stuff like that. But I feel like we were applying the pressure, and the winner was bound to come soon. So yeah.
Yeah, it was a case of who was going to get that third goal. And I think when Sam Clark had the chance, when Tim slipped, he put the ball over the bar. I think that was maybe a wasted chance. Or were you kind of thinking, you know, we still have a chance to get something out of this game?
Yeah, obviously, we just knew that we believed in ourselves. You know, we have to go to the 90th minute and just play to the final whistle and just keep going. We were applying a lot of pressure, so we knew it was going to come. It's just a matter of when. So, yeah, happy to finally it came, and we got the win and the 3 points, yeah.
Thing about it is, as well, when you look at that game and how you played, you're going to take great heart. Obviously, you got the 3 points, but great heart in how you were able to manage that game.
Yeah, 100%, especially coming away first game. It's not easy coming to an away ground, going 2-0, 2 goals down. So, yeah, it was a great result. The boys dug deep, and yeah, it's just a good start for the season, yeah.
What did Darren say to you at halftime? I suppose he couldn't really fault you, because I know you conceded 2 goals, but you still were still in that game at 2-1.
Yeah. See, I feel like the first 10 minutes, we kind of just forgot about the game plan. I don't know if a few boys were nervous or whatever, but...
As I said, you're a new team as well.
Yeah, obviously a new team. So, like, we haven't actually been through that hardship when we go 2 goals down. We haven't experienced that together. This is our first time, really. So, it's good that, obviously, we were able to pull through. And the gaffer just said at half-time, just stick to the game plan. Stick to the basics, and it'll work out for us. And thankfully, it did.
A small band, but a very loud band of Finn Harf supporters down here this evening. From the first minute to the last, the support was tremendous.
Yeah, they're great. Obviously, it's not easy to travel down a few hours on a Saturday night.
On a miserable night.
Miserable Saturday night, you know what I mean? So we're really appreciative of them, and we're just so happy. I'm happy that we could give them that win, because they deserve that after travelling down and supporting us. So yeah, really grateful for them.
And the games don't get easy now for you next weekend at home to Cork City.
Yeah, obviously we have a big game next Friday against Cork. Obviously they're probably one of the favourites for the league, and they just had a good win yesterday. But obviously it's our first home game of the season, so we're looking forward to that. A packed out Finn Park, and hopefully there's a good atmosphere and we can build momentum and yeah, just go positively into that game.